Okay.
So I'm thinking
like a little black bear?
Just kidding. All bears, I guess.
Oh. Grizzly bears, little black bears,
brown bears. That would give it strength 3.
So,
I don't think it's... These people are high as kites.
They just might stop...
Gorilla is 5.
A gorilla is 5. Okay.
Torch is 4.
Mayfair doesn't exactly define a lot of RPGs.
Elephant is 7.
Well, there are 6. Design.
Shatter Zone, was that there?
Shark is 4.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
Whale is 12.
That wasn't Shatter Zone, no.
That might have been Wag.
West End, yeah.
They have done others, like small stuff. Master Book? Was
I'm
Master
thinking
Book
maybe,
yeah.
I liked the Master
Damn
Book.
Damn it.
No, what was West End get?
West End gave all the D6 games.
Yeah.
You know, Star Wars, Master Book stuff.
Yeah, I really...
Paranoia.
Yeah, I really like Blood Shadow.
No, Shadow was possible.
Well, I'm sure Mayfair has done other games, but they have not done a lot of work.
Shadowrun was the king of the D6 games. Well, no, the other one. Star Wars was pretty heavy D6 game, too.
So how many rafts did you get?
3, I got.
Yeah. 3? Okay. Looks like someone was looking for something. Because they weren't just trashing your boat.
They were just looking for something. Did they find what they were looking for? Am I missing anything?
Well, unless it happens to be, like, the very last place in your boat.
Yeah.
No, because they ransacked the whole boat.
Yeah. Alright, well, I'll ask around the marina to see if anybody saw anything.
It's
British Dandy.
Yeah, I don't have any superpowers.
Strength is 5. So I get that.
See,
how
someone saw
it. Who doesn't have any superpowers?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nobody saw anybody. Anything, really.
Yeah.
Clean up the boat, and I'll mention it to the rest wherever I see them.
Or a gorilla.
Or a gorilla.
What boat? What was the answer?
Stronger than the alligator.
That's sad. I know a detective agency you could hire.
Next time I see you, I'll tell you.
So, when you get back to,
your bridge, hall.
You know, the client who hired you.
Do you live in the back of the office?
So you report this to him that you found the...
Yes.
His missing people and... Okay.
And rejoice him.
Sure. Jeffrey. I take Jeffrey back to his house and I fly him through the window and drop him off like he never was gone.
Okay. His parents are so happy, although you apparently don't see the parents.
Well, I'm not there when he meets his parents.
So Bridge is quite happy with the job performance.
Oh, can I get a quote from him?
Sure.
Okay, I get a quote about what great detective agency we are from.
I'm quite happy with your job performance.
It's very good.
Thank you, sir. If you're ever in need of detectiving again, please come to John Gilmore.
Yeah, he's
an associate.
It's such a good thing that there are superheroes here to protect Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. We do
and if
our
you,
best.
If you and your kind of need, come to him.
What's his name?
Stanislaus Bridge.
I think I know where that is.
Yeah.
North Coast, isn't it?
Somewhere.
They have driven over it.
That was his legacy. Years later, that's all that's left of his name.
I make sure that my secretary correctly transcribes his quote now that she's back after her mysterious disappearance.
Uh-huh.
Feminine problems.
She went to the library, and that's the last you heard of her.
That's right.
I better go look at the library. These are all your last words every week. Check that out.
Okay.
Good thing we didn't need any information from the library, or we would have been in trouble.
Hero points. Danny Pickering gets 80. Elgato gets 80. Peter Pan gets 96. Rick gets 80. Max gets 64. John gets 80. Donald's character gets 80. Lou's character gets 128.
Cool.
Hey.
Wow, if I'd gotten 128, I could have put up all of my mystic skills.
Oh,
first. I taunted him with the hat.
Yeah.
Oh, well, everybody gets 32 extra points. So now I have to put up my mystic skills, damn it.
I can lose my int now. Where's the chart which tells you what you can raise?
Should be in your character sheet. Okay. Oh, is this advancement?
He's got carefully labeled in every section.
So since 5 to 6 is max human strength here.
What did you say?
900 to 1600 pounds.
Advancement on your character sheet.
Yeah.
So each section should have an advancement. Except for items. Yeah, but have you got any points in this?
Advanced
128 plus 32.
Yeah.
Well,
tell you how
you
just
save a lot of innocence.
Yeah.
I gave Dave 20 points.
What was Van Horn's deduction for?
He got 16 less because he really didn't do that much.
Yeah, I kept rolling low in the new sheet and then came up.
So you got half an award bus. So that was 16 plus.
Oh yeah, I got
6.
How many points?
Plus 32. 96.
Yeah, 96.
Good. So let's see.
Damn it! 15 more points to push up my mystic power.
Hey, that plus 32 just offset the heal points I spent today. Okay.
You're about right.
So where are they? It's 5 times to buy off drawbacks, Kev.
Yes.
So I have.
How do you raise things like things in your suit?
You gotta get someone to build them up.
Someone with the gadget tier skill.
Yeah.
Which is like that guy with the crazy robot.
Yes.
Excellent. I build things for other people.
They will be just as crazy as you build them yourself.
But. Use 0 points to set
it. If you carefully define it.
It spends whoever wants to spend it. So.
Okay.
Oh my god, so I'd have to find somebody else. Because you build flawed stuff for some reason?
He can build perfectly good stuff if it really
well, wants. There's also the fact that he's kind of nuts and what he things he wants to build. Okay, isn't that cool? You can carefully lay it out.
I can write the plan.
Exactly.
You can write,
you
plans,
can build
it.
Can you build
and if you want
to, I can only draw plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Eric's the only one who can build stuff. Okay.
I thought about that. Yeah.
Well, you got a cultist.
Well, that was my other
option. So you can build artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to try to fix that robot while I'm doing it. Give some other drawback.
Okay.
Because that's a pretty major one.
It should be something that makes. If you roll 2, it should be something that makes at least one hero have to try to stop him from doing it. Okay, so it should be something that actually makes people stop fighting the villain, stop the robot.
I think that's about right, I guess. Right.
Well, except it will kill it. Because it'll kill innocents, and it's just a robot. Like, it either has to be alive, so
if everybody loved the robot... Then it would be okay if it just kind of ran off and tried to kill itself.
You should make it
harmlessly because people will try to save it, but since these guys don't care, it's got to be something more proactive.
We need to get to know the robot before,
say the robot, goes to the bank and withdraws the money from all their accounts, shopping spree, that might make them try to stop
him. That would do it.
Okay, that's a pretty brilliant call. I watched an anime where
and the
robot...
And then I killed the robot and threw its head into the bank.
Well, like, I mean, if it was like there was like a monkey inside the robot suit, then I'd be more nervous about
it. How about if we gave it sentience?
How about if it was a cute little rabbit?
Sentience.
The
robot clearly is not.
The robot is just short of sentience.
It is not. Look at it.
It
looks like Jiffy Pop. There's no way that...
All you have to do is simulate sentience by putting Beady Beady in the front of everything and
that
would be cute.
Yeah, that would be cute.
If it wasn't 9 feet tall, it'd also be less, it would be cuter. It's 9 feet tall. Well, I have to admit,
But it does.
Mr. McCann,
oh, you use my own
luck. Pisses me off.
Oh, that's true. Well, that's why you didn't find the shape.
Oh, that's why I missed him.
Yeah.
I wrote a 3 anyway. God. Lowest I can roll without fumbling.
20 and... When did Wu save Innocence? Oh, just because he did his little radiation burst?
Well, he did save the two guys who were falling.
Yeah.
And then he saved Aldrin. And then
those
and then
your heroes.
I think he actually saved me.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I
didn't know
he got
you. You would have
bounced
off the pavement.
Well, I didn't know that fast. I thought it would have
held
up.
You probably could have snapped out of it with a desperation recovery. But he didn't know that.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah, I appreciate it. I didn't know you had got me already. I thought you
were... Yeah, I got you.
And then, you know, he went for the hostages first.
Well, because I was...
Well, if I knew where they were...
You
could fly, right?
To go for the press.
I was on the roof. Check the whole place out.
I was going to fly up to the roof. I was planning on going to fly up
to the
roof. But then this guy jumped in the front door. So I
went in. If you're not fighting the bad guys, would you save the people? So.
Well, this explains why Superman's so powerful. Because he keeps getting points for saving hostages instead of fighting villains.
Let's see. I could raise int. I could raise mind. I should raise mind.
Or at least ant, I only have 97.
I don't have enough points to raise anything I want to raise.
97. I can raise.
That's the way I like it.
Which is the way your character is on.
I'm going to raise ant since that was the first thing I want to raise anyway.
Well, next week I'll be able to. Next week I can buy up all of my mystic skills or my artifacts.
One day when I'm sane, I'll have
occultism.
I can use them all to
so
I can buy off the Dark Secret, which is one of the plans.
Raise hands to 8.
Or should I actually be separate?
He's not going to tell you.
It's a mark.
And linked. So this is 8. That's linked. 8.
Okay.
It is a Dark Secret, Chris. Not a dark disgust.
So you say we should keep, what, 50 points?
In character and out of character.
Probably should keep
50
points.
That's right.
Hey, Chris, there seems to be something bothering you. You want to talk about it?
Sure. I'm feeling kind of guilty because I keep drugging you to unconsciousness for a sec.
It's okay. He isn't really drugged.
Oh, I know, but just...
Can I raise my flight, or you don't want me to raise my flight?
The fact that you keep sticking Tic Tacs in his mouth,
you find
claiming they're drugs.
7.
You want to be able to fly faster?
Well, I mean, my original plan was to...
Whatever it needs to do to
finish really
math.
Fly as fast as jet planes.
Okay.
But since
there are
jet
no jet planes... In a couple of years,
you can raise one thing.
Germans and the Japanese will have it.
Yeah. Just one thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I raised my hand.
That
will be it.
That should
be
planes until very recently.
Like, whatever, secret plans of the Japanese or whatever. Sure, I record all that crap on my TiVo.
Well, I just saw that one recently. I'm like, I did not know. Really? So they thought they could use them for stunt hunting? Well, that was a good plan. And then it was sunk by a submarine. That was a bad one.
Wait, don't we get the don't get paid or
no? They have these auto the Japanese auto.
Yeah, they had helicopters in World War II.
Everybody rolls
well, the U.S. has helicopters in World War II.
But we didn't use them for artillery observation, not
yeah,
for
well, yeah, transportation.
Yeah, they had them set up for sub. How do you roll?
14.
Which would be the best thing in the world for sub.
What are you rolling for?
Well, see if you get 4.
Well, check.
What do I roll?
They never, like, actually were using
that.
No,
roll too low.
They
you don't want to roll high.
Them all on them was settling
6.
Sting somewhere.
Oh, I roll again. That was bad.
You sounded bored. 10.
Okay.
I got an 11, Kevin.
So you made a standard check?
14 or 18.
What are we rolling?
What? Roll 18?
I rolled 18.
Well,
okay. 18.
Well.
Why are you following that game?
Anyone wants to play a wealth check?
Sure.
Well,
I'd love to play a full game.
Jay,
roll a
wealth
check,
2d10. 2d10.
Uh-huh.
How the hell am I going to do a wealth check? I have no
look.
Okay,
full games just so when
nine
gets to 100.
Okay, nine's fine.
Nine, five.
If I actually roll again,
that's a lot.
It turns out that you go up in points each
roll
time.
Again.
You get your points. It's not what the winner does.
Am I losing money all in streets?
No.
13.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Okay, that's fine. The first roll is an important one, but you have to keep rolling until you get an 11 or better.
Let's see.
Chris, did you roll? 2d10.
Did you hit?
16.
16.
Good. Let's see.
What was I just rolling for?
That's a wealth check. See if your income goes up or down.
My income has to go down. It went down. Somebody peed on my mama.
You know why? Because you dropped those jewelry and you didn't pick them back up.
That could be.
God, Donald keeps rolling high.
Or because... So, like, Bruce Wayne has to roll?
Eric.
Roll every comic book?
Well, it's supposed to be once a month. It doesn't really go up much. Or down much. On the average, it should be about the same. Okay, and then... So after you make wealth checks, you have a bunch of, like, you know, paychecks. You can donate it, you can save it up, you can do a combination.
Save. What do you mean, save? Save it for what?
Save it for wealth checks. Or if you want to buy something really expensive. You know, if you walk in, say, 6 APs, and you want to buy something that's 8 APs, that means you have to make a roll. And you can use your saved paychecks to make a roll.
I mean, are there, like, what can you buy? Like a speedboat? Or, like, an improved suit?
For you, it would be the improved suit. Like, the materials for the improved suit.
Okay.
For other people, it's
might
usually...
be robot parts.
If it's really, yeah, bro.
A big red switch that says push me if I go berserk.
If it's basically, if it's something you need to do for an adventure, like for an adventure you have to like go under disguise and you need good clothes. You don't have to buy them. Stuff like that.
Well, okay. I guess I'm going to save up for an improved suit.
Saved last time, so I should probably do a combo.
Anything beyond what I need to live, and I donate to the community.
That's the other thing. So if you donate, you get hero, 5 hero points for each week you donate.
Whatever.
if you... It can't be bad, because, like, Chris didn't save anything. Well, no, he tried to save it, but he missed, like, 7 wealth checks and 1 bankrupt. Things like that can happen because you didn't have any savings in this bank.
Yeah.
The first one.
You go bankrupt, I just sail Bagatelle out in the bay and fish for our food.
I believe they seize your boat.
They gotta get to my boat.
So you fight all the people who come to get your boat.
Yeah.
Pirates.
You know,
Captain Hook.
You know, eventually, real heroes will come get you because you now just you know.
So,
you're just a crazy guy.
So I actually don't need any money to support my wife.
I real
right?
hero like drops
right,
some money to like free up his belt.
So
and then, like,
I'll save half.
Sees what he can do
so
about having your character medicated.
What is
so
if I enlist Eric to help me make the suit, what money do I need to save up?
It is. I believe it costs the number of APs equal to the highest power. So if you want to put in a power of 10, it's going to cost 10 APs worth of material.
I'll see if the robot's key.
The security robot?
Yeah. So if I want to go from...
Okay.
If
so
I want to go...
You want to upgrade it to it, and I'll try to figure out the suit.
Okay.
If I want to go from, like, 6 to 7, what do I have to put in?
I'm not sure exactly. I think it's probably going to 7 APs and stuff. So you're going to need to make a wealth check against a 7. Your wealth and APs against 7.
I guess I'm saving.
I think I'm saving as well.
I'm saving half. Because
okay.
I saved all
yeah,
my last
everything beyond what I need to survive.
For
the kids. The community. Anybody in the marina.
Save. So it's saving. Yeah, the default is saved, so you don't have to use your saving.
just get it where you can hold your breath for a long time and you can fly through the water.
Seal systems.
You can scrape barnacles and stuff like that in the marina.
Well, that's not a bad idea. I wonder what I was going to do for a living.
Fly through the water.
You can use your
rapier to scrape barnacles.
Or just get a diving suit. Since you can fly, you can move on the water.
Okay. I can fly, I can move on the water?
Yeah, actually it says something in the book.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you a -2, but you can move on freely on the water.
Oh, cool.
So that means I can go 25 miles an hour under the water?
-2. Yeah. So
I can go 13 and a half or whatever it is? What's half a half?
So what's your
five?
So it's three.
Three, which is one. Mm-hmm. Ten.
So look at what 13 is.
How many miles per hour can you move right now?
50.
Oh, 50.
Then
about 12 and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, about
15
miles an hour.
15.
It's actually based on some other numbers. It's,
yeah, the AP
it's
stuff
not
they give you.
Miles per hour, really.
Our stuff I list is like rounded off.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's really a number of feet per 8 seconds or something like that.
Yeah, 4 seconds.
4 seconds. And he's just calculating it to make it easier than feet for 4 seconds.
Okay, the combat takes more?
You never have too much combat.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell, you know, it's a secret of death.
True.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't think the...
I didn't think either individual combat lasted too long. I thought that the two of them together were lengthy, but this is the only game we did today, so I would expect usually we would do one.
Yeah.
The first one we could have avoided.
First one you could have avoided.
There is also that, if you weren't the idiot.
Hey, look at me. I didn't blast them.
I can just shoot people without fear. Power, all it does is... You know,
they don't know that.
Yeah, what do they care?
Broke that window. They have to pay for that.
Collateral damage. Good thing the crime boss...
Do not let pray to pay for the crime boss's window. It's a bad precedent.
So, All-Star Squadron, we're not going to change the army.
Right. What? Well, you don't have a group name yet.
Oh.
You're not actually...
The Freedom Fighters were actually members of the All-Star Squadron. So
how many points did Eric get? Eric Rowe, 80?
I'll go to about 112. No, that one's wrong. 80.
80 plus 32, right?
No, he didn't get the extra 32. He did it. Donald. Could they have 30?
Okay, so where is that? Claw to wound advancement. There we go.
I think we should be the Island City Enclave.
I just checked.
Island City Enclave.
There we go. The date was published in 1904.
We should have a meeting afterwards to organize something. Otherwise, they'll all be like individuals again.
You're right. That's
organized. Like the Liberty Bell, every time something happens.
Yeah, I think we should meet once a week in Big Larry's Undersea Grotto.
No, I think we need our own headquarters with a table with each of our names on it.
we should get a table. Why don't we share a table?
No, okay. We can but I still want each of our names and a little icon. We can use my signet ring for my icon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's gonna buy that?
Okay.
I'm all for it though. Who's gonna buy that?
Sure.
Actually, yeah.
Who's got money?
Build something.
I don't have money.
You pay your receptionist pretty well.
That's true.
Shit.
Well, he doesn't have any money.
Yeah, she lives better than I do. I asked the guy who did the detective job if he'd like to be the sponsor of the Island City Enclave.
Oh, the girl. Persuasion. versus 5-5.
So you're going for the ice heroes?
But you got a minus 2 for gifted gab. Well, actually, gifted gab is probably inappropriate. That's
it's charm. Also.
It's talking people into stupid
yeah,
crap.
Yeah, you have a minus 1 because you, you know, for that job you did. So.
So
3 base.
I got 13. That's probably a number of reps.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. You can play.
Okay.
I want to sort of, you know, headquarters.
Yeah. I mean, like, the Justice Society just has, like, a room in a big building, as far as I can tell.
So. Yeah, somewhere pretty primitive.
Mm-hmm. So all we need is a nice conference room somewhere and a table with our names and icons on it.
Their phone goes to Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
That's
hello?
Probably, that's
hello?
Probably a good idea.
With speakerphone.
Do they have speakerphones in the 40s?
Probably.
A connection to the Personosphere or whatever the hell it's called.
Okay. The Bathysphere?
No, it's not the Bathysphere. Yeah, maybe the Perisphere.
Okay.
So what's everyone's icons? Mine's a little flame in a circle.
Mine's a radiation symbol.
We don't have those yet. You have to. Cool.
Oh, okay. I love I'm a radiation expert.
Well, your radiation symbol, it looks like what?
It looks like a radiation symbol.
With a radiation warning?
No, no. It's just the radiation symbol.
It looks like a burrito got from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your symbol radiation. There, white?
Yeah,
I think it should be the sun coming up over the mountain.
I think it should be a light bulb.
Just a white thing.
The tungsten
that
filament.
Could be it. Just a kind of nice radiated white thing.
No, it should be whatever. Some sort of hero standing emblazoned in light. The light of truth.
Oh, that's very nice. A silhouette. That
there
works very well.
Like Tommy?
How about yours, Peter?
What's
your symbol?
I know. Why would I need a symbol?
How about that gay hat he always wears?
Okay, the gay hat.
And I mean gay meaning good.
Yeah.
Happy. Cheerful.
It's a cheerful
hat. How about yours, Professor?
Just a cap. Oh, you mean when I go into paint mode? I move really fast. It's hard to tell. But it's pretty much the same hat.
Well, you need one.
Maybe a
feather. How about a nut?
He's full robot, maybe.
Or maybe a nut and a bolt kind of together.
Yeah, crescent.
Gears. How about two gears?
Oh, gears. That's good.
You like the theory of Dr. Freud, don't you?
Yeah, what is your hero name?
Riff.
I say two.
What's
gears.
Your real name?
Riff.
No.
Yeah, yeah, two.
Two gears.
Two gears and a, you know, dodo bird.
How about yours, invisible guy? It should be something that...
I think I'll pass on a symbol.
No, you have to have a symbol, but it can be something that obscures your identity. It can't just be a white circle. That's kind of mysterious.
You guys can put whatever symbol you want, really.
White, totally empty.
Cool.
And the cat, Elgato.
Where are you putting these symbols?
They're going to be on our table.
But I'm also going to
start offering some scarves and other memorabilia.
I really have to show you the special. I'm all about this.
What's that?
I'd like to come out with an ascot. Is that
on
possible?
The day of their
yeah. Not with a year.
And Elgato.
You can do scratch marks.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
scratch marks, yeah.
And what was that woman's name? I never caught her name.
I don't mean neither.
I don't know.
She's a woman. She's probably not really a member of
ICE. Call her Aliana.
We don't need to have her. Wait, she could be our secretary.
Nothing ever changes.
Wonder Woman is actually the secretary of the Justice Society of America. The only reason Liberty Bell is the leader of the All-Star Squadron is the All-Star Squadron was written in the 80s as opposed to the 40s.
Well, nowadays, I'm sure she's an administrative assistant.
Why don't we make the mystery woman's icon like a pencil?
Because she was the only one with any organizational abilities.
Subscribe.
Okay, I want to try and work to, you know, get some memorabilia out of it.
Yeah, how about a Rosie the Riveter kind of symbol? They have those.
Oh, that's good.
Cause
a woman doing a man.
Exactly.
Job.
While we have extra need, then soon she'll be, you know, squirting out my kids.
Yeah.
After the war.
J.M. Barrie, the guy that wrote Peter Pan, actually has two books about Peter Pan he hasn't published yet.
It's 42.
January
42. Once it's a compilation. But when Wendy grew up, it's 1957. And then he died 3 years later. Well, you know, I guess no, officially later. Rosie, you want to know when Rosie was born?
No, I want to know if, like, what the icon is for, what some icons are for Rosie the Riveter.
We can do it. Is their motto.
You can do it.
Flexing her arm?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that should be
yeah.
Something along those lines.
There's the Rosie the Riveter Museum now in Richmond.
Right.
I know when it's doing this.
Well, it's,
you know, right here, yeah. So we'll get that table put in and our little nameplates and icon, and then we'll make an ascot with our icons on it and start selling that to the public.
We need to make communicators. Can we not have my icon? Well, feel free.
It's totally white and it says the Mystery Man.
That's great.
Enigma?
Is that your hero name?
Enigma, that's good. Enigma,
that's
Enigma.
No, that's fine. Enigma, it's whatever you want.
E-dog.
How about the gas? What did they call that powerful gas? Ethel.
is that what we're naming the woman?
That would be
good. She's just invisible like a gas, but she's strong. Like Ethel gas.
I think she needs an adjective, so maybe like ephemeral adjective. Make sure you write that down on their character sheet.
Okay. I don't think so.
Right. No, it needs one less syllable, or two less syllables.
Ethereal?
Ethereal, Ethel.
Same number.
But it sounds better because it's got the F sound.
How about ethereal?
Oh, that's pretty good.
No, that's bad.
I like ethereal. How about we call her ethereal?
I'm for it.
I don't
think she's not here. We're making it now.
Because Donald won't manage to come up with it.
We need to make a personal communicator generated by the game.
Personal communicator. That's a good point. Why don't you look up in the game? See what this. Do your character generator and have it generate
the number. You don't get Ether.
No, the D&D one.
I'll pay like a random one. I'll hug you. Even though I wasn't really doing
it
now. Apple?
And make sure you mark Chris's name, a.k.a. Enigma.
Well, go ahead and write that down.
How about Captain Enigma?
Why don't you just handle all
you
the
two middle names?
I have an idea. You apparently have did it. Why don't you handle all the
seven?
Name me whatever you want.
We should design
personal
communicators. Okay. Captain Enigma.
Right.
So we
have
to
go through like the phone crack.
Well, all right.
Just let me make a request.
Well, why would I mean?
In charge of
I wouldn't help, right? You should just
no
do it.
No way actually associated
well,
with this.
I can't make anything.
I mean, not the intention.
He's the only one who can make anything.
I can drop the plants and have him make.
If you want, we can
use your robot instead.
But you can't build
the iron robot.
That's right.
The robot is a militaristic project.
Oh, well, then we'll just say the professor.
There he is.
Really secret, couple of gears. It'll be good.
Yeah. No, the thing is, the more you
guys, everyone's
the less you have to do with it. You can make up random superheroes. You could just add other
superheroes. Otherwise, everyone's going to be asking, who's that? And then there's going to be a whole dance, and you're more likely to come out. But if we just
how about Giro? How about Professor Turbine?
That's good. You know what? If you don't do that stuff, you know, when you appear as superheroes, you just make up superheroes, and we could pretend to be that superhero, or press conferences.
Can we get Viceroy into some of these things?
Viceroy.
Viceroy Hickman doesn't have the same.
Because I'm sure trying to market anything using my name would probably go against the bad rules.
That's why we're calling you the professor.
Because everyone knows who I am, and so it just wouldn't work if I was making money off of it.
Don't worry, you won't.
You don't think that any of us are going to make any money off this?
This is solely marketing.
You can give away your money to the government.
No, this is solely marketing. We sell it at rock bottom prices just to pay the cost of the
name out.
To get the name out.
Why do we need to get the name out?
Because then we can help more people.
Oh, I see. Why do we want to do that?
Well, I think we should all have a slogan on our ascot.
That's good.
I want my slogan to be something about how other heroes aren't worth anything.
That's no good.
Beware of the hero you pay attention to, kid.
I would like, since I am now the enigma.
Not
the enigma. I hate you.
Viceroy enigma.
Viceroy enigma.
Enigmatic Earl.
Okay. I would like not to have a quote on mine.
How about your quote being quote ... quote?
That's fine. Do what you. I'm sorry. I keep on like talking about this. Do what you want. Feel free.
Captain Enigma ... That's good. You're good.
I think we should come up with one for Donald though.
Well, we did after all.
You get an extra point.
For what?
The pizza.
Bribery!
Okay.
Well, they did ask for it.
No, that was a joke.
Well, that's why it's only 8 points.
So, her name's Atherol. She's got this, like, something about gas.
Gassy?
Miss Gassy. Gassy Dame.
Miss Gassy.
Who's she laughed now.
Gassy Lassie.
You did get these other names, right? Captain Enigma, the Professor, and Ethereal.
I think Professor should have Turbine in it.
Okay, Professor Turbine.
Now, with a harpoon gun.
Someone write down this character.
No!
Or do you have the characters there marked Professor Turbine?
If you don't want to email me later.
No!
It's just what's going on the ascot and what we're going to call you.
What do you care what's on an ascot?
And the table, it's going to say Professor Turbine and you have 2 gears. And mark down Captain Enigma's quote.
Captain Enigma.
... But Ethereal, what can Ethereal quote be?
It should be like we can do it, or right away, or
I think you're right. We can do it.
I can do it.
You can do it.
Which one can
what?
Oh no, Ezra.
Donald
Captain
Enigma.
Captain.
Donald Sheeta.
We'll have to look up a quote from Peter Pan for Dave.
You just were.
Oh, I know. It's like, I don't know.
Every time you say fairies don't exist, a fairy dies.
No, that's not
good. How do you spell Ethereal?
E-T-H-E-R-Y-L.
What's that?
You can fly! You can fly! You can fly!
No, it's the last quote, which I don't know exactly, but it's. Second star on the right.
Oh, keep on going. Don't worry,
that's the one, but we'll have to look up what it is exactly.
Well, that's
is it second star on the right and straight on Kamari?
Nobody knows.
That's Peter Pan's quote. You might as well mark it down.
No, you shouldn't write that down.
It's going on the ascot.
I can't go back to the middle. That's the whole point. I'm a little bitter. I won't talk about it.
That's fine. It's just marketing.
How do you
know
that?
How do you know, Neverman?
If I didn't tell you, how would you know about
Peter
it?
Peter Pan's okay.
Never man.
But his quote, second star on the right and straight on to Marnie.
Well, one day, if my psychosis is ever cured, and I can take my full capabilities,
What's Professor Turbine's quote?
Then I would probably be, I could be something like Nevermind. That's not bad at all.
Let me take out my notes.
Crunch, clink, whir.
Oh, I can fix it. Let me check my notes.
It's a feature.
It's a feature.
It's not a bug.
On defensive mode. Nothing can hurt you now.
No, these need to be, positive quotes that make us feel good about ourselves and make the public feel good.
You're right. I'm sorry. I keep on contributing.
Daily affirmation?
Yeah, they're like daily affirmations. So his his quote should be something about the power of technology to defeat the Axis.
Let me check my notes.
Good enough. Let me check my notes. Do you think you can say that at least once in every bell?
How about technology will carry the day or something like that?
I can probably say that once every bell as long as my robot breaks down once a bell.
Technology will carry the day?
No. Let me check my notes.
But that's not what Tom asked that.
Or American ingenuity will carry the day. That should be what it is.
Yeah.
Does anyone else fly besides Peter Pan?
Yeah, but you see,
who else flies except Peter Pan?
I fly.
You fly
like
with
like a madman.
Really fast? Okay,
no,
I want Radon's quote to be Keeper Boy is flying.
Rad.
You know, that's got to be Peter Pan. Throw out that second StarCraft.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
That is better. Because you think you have the Lost Boys, right? Keep our voice
all the quotes, all the quotes are war slogans.
Not a bad idea. After all,
keep our voice flying.
Well,
I know. It's got quite a few entendres. It's pretty cool.
Enable.
Don't
and
talk.
I think
we have the Captain Osiris.
I think Wooz has
they
to be. We have harnessed the power of the atom for good.
No. I think it's once you go, you radiate it. You won't go back.
We have harnessed the power of the atom for good.
No, we can't say that.
Why?
Because we don't know about him yet.
He does.
Yeah.
About his powers.
He's not involved in that project. He's in line.
What are you talking about?
The other project.
The other project.
We have harnessed the power of the atom for good.
No.
He said it first, and then they stole it, obviously.
We can't use that.
Why can't we use that?
Because we...
It's on the Ascot.
Just leave it alone.
We haven't worked one out for you. I don't think it should be about how other heroes are bad, but it could be about how you're better than them.
Unless we're talking about
market.
It could be something about how you know enemies are not necessarily where we expect. Like you know, kind of junk like the loose lips sink ships angle of. Of, you know, be careful who you trust.
Yeah, report your neighbors, that type of thing.
Yes, that. Trust no one.
Trust no one, report immediately.
I telegraph.
Trust no one. Fascists are everywhere.
The truth is out there.
Yeah, there you go. I can't stop.
I say, trust no one. Fascists are everywhere.
Loose lips sink ships.
Right, yeah, that trying to follow along that idea.
I think the appropriate one for me would be buy war bonds.
Yeah, like, you know, enemies are everywhere.
Fascists, they're all trash.
Trust no one, enemies are everywhere.
Fascists
are everywhere. But I want something that can, in my head, be other heroes.
They can be fascists under the pull of
what
Mussolini,
is your issue
Hitler,
with other superheroes?
Oh, they just all have it so easy.
The slogan is actually "Loose Lips Might Sink Ships" from the original posters.
Oh, did you find some good World War II posters?
Yeah.
Any good slogans there for an occult investigator?
Do not let Hitler have the Spear of Destiny.
It's
don't need deals. No.
Work motivational home front. What do you think that? United work war work. Civilian defense.
I like buy war bonds.
Buy
war bonds.
Seems appropriate. Patriotic general. Keep us flying. above all. Keep us flying above all.
Well, keep our boys flying was one that was generally a large slogan.
Yeah, there ought to be something like that's either supportive or paranoid or talking about American ingenuity.
Speed the day with war bonds. So you should just be speed the day.
That'll speed the day.
I have no idea. That's right there. Speed the day with war bonds.
Speed the day the hatches fall. I'm sure.
Yeah,
there you go. Speed the day.
But I'm not speedier. And that would be appropriate for like the Flash or Johnny Quick. I'll suggest that to Liberty Bell at some point. For when they're doing their ascots.
He says, you again?
God damn it. How many times have I told you?
There were waiting in World War II.
What the hell's wrong with you?
We could make those long scarves pilots wear, too.
That's good.
I have got the amethyst scarves. We got the market for.
So you email me? Or just write down your background, description, and personality.
Then you get 45 bonus points.
And I'll make a character. Otherwise, you're just nebulous, like Donald.
I can move that.
He is Captain Enigma.
That's excellent. I thought that was going to wow thing. Women? Ordnance worker.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
We can do it.
They make bullets. I mean, they make big bullets.
I believe we call those artillery shells, Dave.
Yeah, well, I'm
they can be naval shells.
Get it into a shell.
In fact, they called it ordnance.
Cadet nurse.
Hey, I'm leaving in about 8:15. I'm all seated.
Coast Guard.
Oh, far stands for.
Good. Find some ones that involve paranoia, Dave.
This mostly came from the 50s instead of the 40s.
Ooh, here we go. Anti-German.
No liberty cabin for me, man.
The Hun. Bundle for Berlin. Bomb. Bundle for Berlin. More production. Crush the Prussian. Blast the Axis.
When you ride along, you ride with Hitler. That was that's from the time.
When you ride alone, you ride with Hitler.
Yeah, Carl really said yes. Yeah.
Well, at least someone's coming.
Make the war safe, and make the world safe for democracy. Every liberty bond you buy helps win the war. Now I'm the anti-German.
What?
Yeah.
Smack the Japs.
Short and beautiful.
Thanks, me, Chris.
You think war? You think war ends soon?
Go ahead, take day off.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
You think war ends soon? Go ahead, take day off. I should write it that way.
It doesn't say take day off.
Son of a gun.
Ooh, there's Popeye. Let's blast them Japaneses. So the Japs a snap.
What the hell does that mean?
I can't
see that one. The bottom right. I can't read it.
We will lick them.
Yeah, I did get the impression there was a lot more racism against Japanese than Germans during World War II.
Yeah.
I saw a Dr. Seuss book from that era that was amusing. And it was, there was not a lot of German. There was a lot of Japanese.
They had a lot of dots in humor for the Germans.
That's true.
You know, Kevin still got a skate going.
Or the caricatures for the Japanese. I mean, the yeah. teeth with the eyes.
Very scary. Yellow skin, pointed ears, sharp teeth.
Pointed ears?
Like elves?
Yes.
Like the Labrador.
Yeah. How nice.
There's a, you think war ends soon?
I don't understand the buck teeth part. Well, the pointed ear part's also a mystery to me. I mean, the glasses, I get it. Squinty, I get that.
Jack, your neck.
I get whatever.
They weren't really stereotype. I don't know where it
came from. Well, look at this
one. Yeah, but...
Don't save you know. His face.
The only thing I can think of is the silly grin on people's faces when they don't understand a word you're saying.
Some of
the, yeah, some of the
stuff that they did have waves. Yeah, waves and spars. The female coast guard.
Spars. Spars.
Your pen, an enemy. Your pen, an enemy weapon. Keep it to yourself. Not if you keep what you know to yourself. Okay. Like to dig in a foxhole? My tank, my tank.